Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, with Game 6 of the ALCS looming, we head to the Days Inn on the outskirts of the Houston city limits and say hello to Rob Bradford from WEI.com. Hello, Rob.
There's three things I know to be true. Number one, you just brought back a ton of memories from the Springfield College dorm rooms with a Journey sound. Second of all, that Nathan, there is no pitcher on the planet the Red Sox want pitching today more than Nathan Eovaldi. And third, there is nobody I want heading into the winter months more than McFarland Energy. I'll tell you that. So there you go.
Ken mentioned that perhaps I had a bit of a whisper that I shared this week, and Ken said that perhaps you in your daily efforts over there at the ballpark may have heard a similar whisper. Is that accurate? Or
I think around the trade deadline there was, in terms of, and Nathan Eovaldi articulated this on your show, I think there were some people in that clubhouse that weren't too thrilled about how that shook out. And I think that absolutely probably was the case at that time. Now, since then, I heard you let Lou say on your program, say this happens in this day and age with GMs and managers. And I think it's sort of a roller coaster. This is not the Dave Dombrowski, Alex Cora dynamic. It's not. It's different. So I think there's maybe had some adjustments that has had to happen. But at the same time, I'll say this, because, after the trade deadline stuff, I sort of kept my eye on these sort of things. And particularly when they won the ALDS, I watched Chaim Bloom congratulate everybody, and Cora was the last one. And take it for what it is, but there was a long embrace. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean there wasn't some bumps in the road. That doesn't mean there wasn't some disagreements. And I think the biggest thing to take away here was, once again, what Lou said, which is this day and age is this completely different, a different dynamic than it was even 3 years ago. And that's just a fact. But if they win, I think they're probably going to get along just fine.
Do you think Alex Cora would like to be the chief baseball officer when it comes to this club?
I think a lot of managers would like to be that way, and some managers more than most. And, Alex is a very opinionated guy, and he also is a very strong personality at times. I think that there's probably – I'm not going to say he wanted to be the GM. He wants to be the manager. But managers want says, right? And some managers more than others. Did Dusty Baker want the say as much as Alex Cora? Probably not, because I think Dusty Baker is probably pretty happy in his lot in life right now. He has his scotch before he goes to bed. He gets, as he said the other night, he goes to sleep and he wakes up and he manages the team. And that was a different time. Once again, I think that's understood in that job. And Alex Cora was a GM in a different way. He was a GM of the Puerto Rican winner WBC team. I think he liked doing that. And he likes having a say in what's going on. I think that's his personality. But I don't think he's – put it this way. I don't think he's not coming back next year. He's coming back next year. And it's probably going to be that dynamic. And they'll get used to it going forward, I would imagine.
Rob, settle an argument between Ken Laird and myself. We actually disagreed on something, which is rare. If Henry had to choose one, who would he pick, Cora or Bloom?
I'm going to answer that by taking you back in the time machine with Theo and Lucchino. Do you remember that time?
Oh, do I ever?
Yeah, 2005. So the answer is, what did Henry do then? He didn't pick either. He tried to get them together, and because he knew the value of each one of them. So I know that maybe that's a cop out, but that's the reality of it. He wouldn't pick either one because he understands the value of each, and like he really really understands the value of Chaim Bloom. As Henry came out the other day and said, "Hey, we're ahead of schedule, and by the way, we're ahead of schedule by doing it in a way where we're not throwing a bunch of money at a bunch of people," which as the ownership, you love that. And Cora, how can you not say that Cora is not one of the best managers in baseball? He is. And Henry knows that.
Rob, we're getting phone calls, texts, tweets about lights in the outfield, whistles, Valdez touching his forehead when he gets a new ball. Is there any chance in your mind that the Astros are cheating during this?
First of all, Courtney, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. So first of all, the light in the bar thing didn't Fox come out and say that was a cameraman? Fox said this.
Yes.
Listen, I just look at it this way. If anybody is doing anything, they are so unbelievably stupid with all the spotlight on everybody. When it comes to these two teams, they are so unbelievably stupid. Our pitchers are finding a way to get around the umpire, this passively, here's your hat, here's your belt, here's all, you look fine to me. Yeah, I think they're still getting around that in some ways. But in terms of lights and whistles, I can't imagine that's going on.
With regard, looking ahead to tonight and the lineup, it appears that Alex Cora is going to dance with what rung him. Would you make any changes there? Would you try to do something when it comes to Renfro, who has been awful at the plate? I mean, I cannot believe he's going to stand pat going into tonight.
But what I would say this, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? You're right. And Renfro is the guy. You say you have to do something with him. He's grounding to 5 double plays. It's really uncomfortable, but there's not a lot of options. The only options you can do is put Dahl back out there, maybe put Schwarber in the outfield. But Dahl back hadn't played in a long time, and when he was playing, he had hit a slump. I think you just got to roll it out there and understand that it wasn't that long ago where they were on this historic pace when it came to offense. I think we said this the other day. I think this is where they got in trouble. They were reading their press clippings a little bit, and they started trying to jack everything out, or a couple of them anyway, and they got into some bad habits. And, by the way, you also faced some better pitching.
Yeah, Bradford, I agree with you. I think they were trying to swing for the fences. This whole situation with Cora and Bloom, do you believe that will shine some light on this situation next season because of the expectations I believe this Red Sox team is gonna have in the offseason after getting to the ALCS, and if they're fortunate to get to the World Series, the expectations go up that we really have to see them put a team on the field next year that can make that next step and be a World Series winner if they don't win or if they don't get there. Do you think that might shine some light on whether or not there's an issue between Cora?
Yeah, I think that, honestly, it's going to be not next year. It's going to be the year after.
Okay.
And because what's going to happen here, we're going to come out of this year, and everyone's going to, no matter what happens tonight, they're going to say, what a successful year. Oh, my goodness, Alex Cora did a good job. Chaim Bloom did a good job. You go into next year, and you have those expectations, whatever. But then after next year, you're going to have to rode through that year, so you're going to figure out what's going on, if they're going to be able to do that. But more importantly, you have these guys who are Alex Cora's guys. Xander Bogaerts, Rafi Devers, some guys who might not be here. And Alex Cora, one of his strengths is getting guys here, having guys want to play for them, having also his guys that he's sort of saying, hey, I like this guy, Kike Hernandez, just keep him around. Now, if Chaim Bloom is moving on from some of those guys and he's leaving Alex Cora with a team of, hey, you're just going to have to trust me on this, Alex, we're going to be good, then that's when it might be getting comfortable. But I don't think that happens until after next year.
Is there any blame that can be put on Erod? I refuse to call it taunting, but the watch tap, or is it, did that in any way, shape, or form wake those guys up?
Oh, God bless John Tomasi. He wrote such a good column. Because like that was, it was such a, like, you know, like we need these jumping off points. And that was certainly, everyone could point to that and say that was one of them. But I think the bigger thing was Framber Valdez actually pitching well, actually being like just absolutely dealing. And then the Red Sox, to me, guys, this is more about the Red Sox stinking than it is about the Astros being better. It is. It's just, and the pitching has been okay. You know, I know they've fallen apart late in games, but when you go from this team, when you finish game three, and you had 20 home runs compared to 2008 in the same amount of game, I'm sorry, 2018, same amount of games at seven, you know that you're doing something right. And then all of a sudden you get outscored 18-3. To me, that's like you're doing so. You have flipped the script in terms of how you're approaching things.
Bradford, I think that's the dumbest thing that anybody could write about or talk about, the Erod hitting his wrist. Because so the bats don't wake up until the ninth inning of game, what was that, game four? Is that what you're telling me? And then the bats don't wake up till the sixth inning? No, I don't buy that. I think when you look at this baseball team, Bradford, you and I, and we've talked about this before, it is about their bats. But the one decision I would ask you is the Chris Sale facing Alvarez for a third time through the lineup, which really opened the door for the Astros. Was that a bad managerial job by Alex Cora in that situation?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, like I said, I think Alex Cora is one of the best managers in baseball, but that was the first guess. You have first base open. And, you know, our good friend Brian Barrett said that, and I agree. I think Mutt said it as well. That you take in, the whole idea of this deal is you take information and that's what you make decisions off of. But you got to take the information in the game as well. And Alvarez was hitting Sale. Alvarez was all over Sale. Lefty on lefty, I don't care. Chris Sale, I don't care. You have first base open, you walk him, you bring in Brazier, you try to get the double play. So, you know, all you can go by is the explanation that Alex gave. And to me, I just can't agree with his explanation. And it'll be interesting. You know, this game is going to be fascinating because all we talked about up until the last couple games was Alex Cora being the magician out there in the postseason. And knowing Cora, you know, he's going to manage this game like his hair is on fire. If he had hair, if his scalp is on fire, and it's going to be. Because he knows the criticism that's coming down on him, and he also knows what he's done to this point. To me, the decisions he makes in this game are probably going to be more aggressive than ever.
All right, Rob Bradford from Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.